It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show talking again today about the Veterans Benefit in Silt on September 24th at the Stony Ridge Pavilion. Gino Sawaya has put together this event along with his brother Tom, and we're going to be talking with them as well as Colonel Dick Merritt from the U.S. Marine Corps, retired. This Veterans Benefit is a benefit for a couple different veterans organizations locally. Gino, it's Western Slope Veterans Coalition and Huts for Vets also, and that's primarily Colonel Merritt works with.
Yeah, the Western Slope Veterans Coalition.
I think Colonel Merritt works with every veterans organization on the Western Slope, but today mainly Huts for Vets is what we're going to focus on with Colonel Merritt, though he knows them all and is familiar with them all, right?
That's right, Gabe. Thank you.
So let's go back a little bit, kind of recap the last conversation we had. You were still in the planning stages. There were still a few blanks that had not been filled in the last time we visited, and now we know everything. We have all the answers, right, Gino?
This is correct, Gabe. Yes, we've got all the entertainment lineup all taken care of. We got advanced tickets are available at Alpine Banks in Battlement Mesa, both locations in Rifle, Newcastle, both locations in Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, and Willits. And they're just $20 each. Music lineup is like at from 1 to 1:45 is the Dry Hollow Band.
Got to be a local band, I'm taking.
They're all local.
Okay.
Yep, they're all local. 2 to 2:45 is Valley Musical. 3 to 3:45 is Feeding Giants, who their lead singer is has an awesome, awesome voice. 4 to 4:45 is Whiskey Stomp. And 5:15 to 8 is the Johnny O Band.
And Johnny O, I just realized in the last couple of months, I know his sister. I've worked with her on a number of different projects.
Well, you do get
years.
Around, don't you?
Apparently so. Apparently so. He's a local guy. He's a local guy, too. He doesn't live here anymore, but he's a graduate of Roaring Fork High School.
Right.
Spent a couple of years in Rifle, as a matter of fact. Yeah. It really is a small world when it gets right down to it.
It certainly is, and it's getting smaller.
I mean? Yeah, right? If every single day. Talk again, Gino, about the motivation for putting together this fundraiser.
Well, the motivation was me being a non-veteran, and I've had many friends from back in Wisconsin who'd served in Vietnam and Korea, and when they came back, they needed help mentally, and that was the motivation for me to put this event together. And I contacted Paul Anderson from Huts for Vets, and looked at their website and see what they do for veterans, and it's just an amazing, amazing program. And the Western Slope Veterans Coalition offers services to help veterans find help wherever they need it, and to me it was a no-brainer.
Colonel Merritt, you're a veteran of Vietnam. You can speak directly to what Gino's talking about. A lot more services, it seems like, available to veterans today than there was 30 years ago.
Yes, there is, and the community is reaching out to veterans through a Western Slope Veterans Coalition, having coffee and donuts on Thursdays at the Glenwood Library, and having an emergency fund for veterans that need help. And then through Huts for Vets, we do wilderness healing. We've had 3 trips already this summer, and we have a women's group coming up tomorrow. We'll have 50 that we have taken up to Margie's Hut for healing. And we're doing work with the veterans that the VA can't reach out to, PTSD and traumatic brain injury.
Now, Huts for Vets uses the HUT system from the 10th Mountain Division, right?
10th Mountain Division, Margie's Hut. Okay. That's Robert McNamara's wife. And, of course, Robert McNamara was involved when I was in Vietnam. So we've made a connection there, and it's a healing issue with us.
And Huts for Vets, I want to say, is a fairly new nonprofit. How long has it existed?
This is our fourth year, and we're going national. We reach out to the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Association nationally, Red, White, and Blue, Women's Coalition for Veterans. So we take care of bringing all the participants in. We fly them in and spend 4 days up in the mountains with them.
As a veteran yourself and knowing a lot of other veterans, what does it feel like to hear somebody like Gino, who has not served his country in the way that you have, putting together an event like this? How does that make you feel?
It's very heartwarming for Gino to come to us for Huts for Vets and making this proposal, and we support this 100%, and we're very grateful, Gino. Thank you for doing this.
You're more than welcome.
Now, Tom, you were brought into this. Now, you and Gino are brothers. I noticed you guys are sitting next to each other, so, you know, no funny business, okay? I know if these were my kids, they'd already be rolling around on the floor. You've got, obviously, experience. You know, you worked with the Relay for Life and Rifle for a number of years. You helped promote it. And was that the main reason why you got involved with this, or was it because you were strong-armed into it?
He didn't have any choice.
I'd say a combination of both. Strong-arming maybe a little bit more than my experience with Relay for Life.
You mentioned before we got started today, Gino, that first thing you said was everything is done. We got everything set. We've got all the blanks filled in. Then you said, boy, it's a lot of work putting on an event this size.
It is indeed. I mean, and there's before you even start an event like this, there's a lot of thought that has to go into it and to make the day go smooth. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I've had a lot of help. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, and they had a lot of ideas, and we put it all together.
Well, and you started off with broad horizons. I mean, it's a seven-hour event, which is pretty long for any kind of event.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Much less a fundraiser. And you managed to fill everything with music and entertainment and food. We'll talk about all of that, and we'll talk more about the two veterans organizations that will benefit from this fundraiser on September 24th as well. Again, it's Huts for Vets and the Western Slope Veterans Coalition. Again, as Gino mentioned, you can buy tickets now. They're actually wristbands.
Yes,
so it's, how did you describe this before, Tom? Souvenir.
Souvenir, yep.
Not exactly a souvenir wristband, but it does say Veterans Benefit SILT. On September 24th, 1 to 8 p.m. And again, you can purchase these at Alpine Bank from Battlement Mesa to Willits at every Alpine Bank location, just $20. And I'm sure you'll also be able to buy them at the Stony Ridge Pavilion.
Absolutely.
On September 24th as
yes.
well. Again, they're $20 each, and anybody under 16 is free, which is kind of cool. So, most kids get in free except for the older teenagers. And everybody gets to participate in listen to the music and have a good time. And we'll talk about some of the other things that will be going at the Stony Ridge Pavilion on September 24th in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Tom and Gino Sawaya and Colonel Dick Merritt, retired U.S. Marine Corps. You know, Colonel Merritt, as many times as you have been here, I'm still not sure how I should really identify you. What is the protocol for that?
Just call me the Colonel. That's what I'm not asking. That covers it all.
Yes, sir. Again, we're here to talk about a veterans benefit on Saturday, September 24th at the Stony Ridge Pavilion in Silt. Happens from 1 to 8 p.m. And again, Gino and Tom have been working this up, you might say, for the last several months, along with help from the Western Slope Veterans Coalition and Huts for Vets. And we talked about the musical entertainment and the musical lineup, Gino. What about food?
Well, food, we got, 19th Street Diner. Wingnuts Bar and Grill and Miner's Claim. are putting together. We met the other last week and put together for sandwiches. We'll have beef brisket, pulled pork, shrimp po' boy, and for you vegetarians, we got grilled portobello. And the sides are coleslaw, potato salad, baked beans. We have beverages. We got water, soft drinks, beer, wine. And the food is only $10 per plate with two sides.
Okay. So if you want to go back, it's another $10. You get the same amount of food.
We'll
and
work
two
some
sides.
Out. Yeah.
work some out. Wink, wink. Yeah. So everybody's kind of pooling their resources. So Rick, Grady, and Christian are all just kind of making the same time. Everybody's making the same thing and just kind of pooling everything together. Is that kind of how it's
well,
working?
Well, actually, Grady's making the beef brisket.
Gotcha.
Rick is making the pulled pork. Christian is making the shrimp po' boy and the grilled portobello.
Okay.
Let's see. I can't remember who's making the coleslaw.
Gotcha. But anyway, everybody's picking.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like a restaurant potluck.
It is. Indeed.
Everybody's bringing one or two things and then a side.
Yep. You got it.
And again, that's just $10 per plate. That comes with two sides, and that'll be set up. Will you be serving probably for the full length of the fundraiser, Gino?
Until we run out of food.
Okay.
And then when we run out of food, the town of Silt says no more beer and wine. So we got to make sure we have food until 8 o'clock.
Speaking of which, town of Silt will have their beer and wine
yes,
trailer
they will.
Set up.
Yep.
Okay. So they'll be serving. And any other booths or any other folks will be set up? Will the Veterans Coalition or Huts for Vets have a tent set up there?
Well, I guess we haven't talked about that yet. Paul has been busy, and I'm sure there'll be some information there about Huts for Vets and Western Slope Veterans Coalition. We'll have some brochures or something to hand.
We'll be there, Gabe.
I know you'll be there. If there's any kind of veterans event going on, the Colonel's going to be there. Colonel Merritt, do you have any numbers on how many veterans live in Garfield, Pitkin, Eagle counties?
Well, what we serve, basically 14,000. We have 7,000 registered in the VA hospital, and there's a lot of veterans, 7,000, that we estimate haven't even signed in. So we say about 14,000 from Vail to Rifle and from Aspen to Glenwood, those two river corridors.
So about half of the veterans have actually registered
right,
with the VA hospital
we work with. Mm-hmm.
to get those services that are due them
right.
through the Veterans Administration.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say when they first opened the telehealth clinic, you told me you thought that was just a fantastic idea.
It's fantastic. Right here in Glenwood, I'm in it, and my doctor's in Grand Junction, and we go on the Skype. Once a year I come down and talk to my doctor, so I don't have to drive all the way to Grand Junction for medical services. It's right here. We have about 700 enrolled in that right now.
Is it weird taking advice from a doctor who you outrank?
No, I've done that for years. I've done that for years. I can handle that.
Again, the Veterans Benefit in Silt at the Stony Ridge Pavilion on Saturday the 24th. Is just $20 per person, or if the kids are under 16, then it's free for the kids.
That's right. Gabe, I'd like to invite you as my guest. Here's $20 for your ticket, and I'm going to give you a band, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there on So we're all committed. We're rocking and rolling.
Right.
Here you go.
I've got my wristband. I've got my wristband. You can't tell the colonel no. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're in the military or not. Tell me, Tom, Gino, could you say no to this man?
Absolutely not.
A lot of respect.
No question about it. How long have you been retired?
37 years.
Wow. And have you lived in this area all the time?
Aspen for 20 years and the rest of the time in Basalt.
Okay. So you moved to Colorado after you retired?
After I retired, right. I've been teaching skiing and patrolling for 37 years up in Aspen.
What made you decide Colorado?
Well, in the Marine Corps, I was an instructor at the Mountain Warfare Training Center, and I learned how to work with active duty and then with veterans. And so it's led me to not only teach civilians, but working with the Western Slope Veterans Coalition and the also the Wounded Warriors Program. It's actually the Disabled American Veterans Winter Sports Clinic for years. And so that's led me, it's all tied in together very effectively for me.
And it seems like you're pretty happy doing all that.
Well, really happy doing it.
Staying busy and serving
we're
those
veterans. We're taking off tomorrow morning for a four-day trip, Huts for Vets, with the women veterans. So I've got a smile on my face.
Now, you were in, from the very beginning, you were in on the ground level with Huts for Vets, right?
Yes, I'm on the board of directors. I've been with them 4 years.
So when was it you that was approached to be on the board, or were you in before that?
Paul Anderson approached me.
And when Paul came to you and gave you this idea, what was your initial response?
Well, I responded very positively to it. Paul has been working with the Aspen Institute on taking people to the mountains, cancer survivors for healing, and got the idea that it would be a very good program to work with the vets. And I worked for many years with Fritz Benedict up in Aspen, who was the father of the 10th Mountain Division Huts. So I've got a very strong tie with the group.
And again, it's these huts came from the 10th Mountain Division. That's why they were built.
Exactly.
Back in World War II. And you and I share a common, I guess we could call him a friend. I hope he'd be okay with that. Bill Dunaway was in the 10th Mountain Division way back when.
Bill Dunaway. And those 10th Mountain veterans, they were the formation for the ski industry after World War II nationally.
Yeah.
They're the ones that got it going.
I forget the guy that's credited with founding the Vail ski area, but he was a veteran of 10th Mountain Division
right.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could remember his name, but yeah. It's long gone.
Well, Sarge Brown was their operations officer, and I worked with him. He's a Vietnam veteran, Korean veteran, and is involved with Huts for Vets also.
Again, you can buy tickets for the Veterans Benefit in Silt on September 24th by just going to Alpine Bank and Battlement Mesa, either Rifle location, Newcastle, either Glenwood location, Carbondale, or Willits. The wristbands are just $20 each, and anybody under 16, so 15 years, 14, 13, 12, they're all entirely free. So it's a good reason to bring the kids out. And you know, if they're interested in joining the military, it's, you know, a common thing. Teenagers in high school, a lot of times it looks, you know, they want that glory. They want to serve their country. They can visit with some of these veterans.
That would be an awesome thing.
Talk about
I think
it
would be great for kids to talk to veterans at this event.
And nothing like young people learning from their elders, you know, in kind of a fun, more relaxed setting. You know, the recruiter's office, I went with a buddy a couple times when he wanted to go into the Air Force, and the recruiter's office to me at that time was just so intimidating. So in a little bit more relaxed setting, you know, talk to somebody who's been there. They can kind of tell you a little bit more about
Absolutely.
It, you might say.
I can tell them a lot more. I was recruiting officer in Detroit in the 70s. And I shipped 240 Marines a month to boot camp, so I know a little bit about talking
wow.
to young people.
240 a month?
A month.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can see why you climbed the
it
chain
It was the
command.
Largest recruiting station in the United States at that time. Yeah.
Wow. There's just so many levels, so many degrees, so many angles to Colonel Merritt. I still have yet to discover them all, I think. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll wrap things up. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Colonel Dick Merritt and Gino and Tom Sawaya as well. They are, Gino is putting together this big veterans benefit on September 24th at Stony Ridge Pavilion in Silt, along with the help of Tom and, of course, the Western Slope Veterans Coalition and Huts for Vets. Western Slope Veterans Coalition, again, Colonel Merritt is mostly here representing Huts for Vets. So I've talked a few times about Western Slope Veterans Coalition, so I feel comfortable talking in a little bit of detail about it. Again, one of the newer veterans organizations in our area, they do a number of things, including direct service to veterans living in Garfield, Pitkin, and Eagle counties. One of those things is the emergency fund, where they assist veterans and their families that are living in the Roaring Fork and Eagle Valleys with emergency needs like housing, food, counseling, transportation, and employment support. And one of the big fundraisers for Western Soul Veterans Coalition is, of course, Dining Out for Vets, which happened back in June, which we talked with
Charlie Hopton.
Yeah, Charlie Hopton came in to talk about that. He's sounds like going to be the president of Western Soul Veterans Coalition, and he's I guess I would say one of the founding members of that organization.
He is. He's a Korean veteran also.
The other thing that Western Soul Veterans Coalition does is the weekly coffee and donuts. Fellow veterans and their families are invited to stop by the Glenwood Springs Branch Library from 10 to 1 every Thursday and just sit, have coffee, and visit. It also happens in Edwards Mondays from 10 to 1 at CMC Edwards Campus. And Pitkin County holds a monthly coffee and donuts for veterans and their families as well. Since it's on a monthly basis, I think it happens, Colonel Merritt, a little bit different place
the
every week.
The first Tuesday of the month at 3:30 up by at the Human Services for Pitkin County next to the hospital,
okay.
Aspen Valley Hospital.
At the Human Services building in Pitkin County. And if you'd like to learn more about the Western Slope Veterans Coalition, you can just Google Western Slope Veterans Coalition. They're still working on their very own webpage, so currently they like have a separate page from Rocky Mountain Human Services, which is where they started. But they when Charlie came in, he told me that they do have their 501c3 status from the IRS, and they're working toward getting their own separate website, hopefully in the near future. And again, Western Soul Veterans Coalition is one of the two organizations that benefits from the Veterans Benefit on September 24th, the other being Huts for Vets, again, which Colonel Merritt is a member of the board. You said 50 veterans you'll take out?
This summer, five groups, 10 each. We have two male groups, two female groups, and we had this last trip was co-ed alumni, and we're training them to be leaders in our program as we grow and develop. It's just leaps and bounds nationally growing.
What is the therapeutic benefit of Huts for Vets, of taking these veterans out into the woods for a few nights?
Well, so many times the veterans go to the VA for relief, and it doesn't always work. They're on medications, and this is a healing of nature in the wilderness, away. It's open dialogue. There's no holds barred on the discussions. They're pretty heavy, and it's a healing process. We do mindfulness training, Tai Chi, physical training, a lot of hiking, a lot of releasing of energy and sharing problems.
So a lot of conversations.
A lot of conversation, yeah.
And so even after 37 years of being retired from the Corps, you're still a leader.
Well, thank you.
Again, if you would like to buy tickets, they're actually wristbands. So it's kind of one-stop shopping. You don't need to trade your ticket in for a wristband. When you go to the event, you just get a wristband when you buy it at Alpine Bank in at Willits, Carbondale, both Glenwood locations, both Rifle locations, Newcastle, and Battlement Mesa. Again, they're $20 for adults, and anybody under 16 just gets in for free. And hopefully they'll learn a little something, maybe have a little bit more respect for where we are today.
Yeah, they've got a nice skateboard park at the
this is
Stony Ridge Pavilion.
This is true.
Yeah.
There you go. So if they do get bored,
right.
there will be something for them to do.
You got
okay,
it.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
Not only that, but the 16-year-olds make great babysitters.
This is true, too. This is true, too. And again, food is provided by Miner's Claim, Wingnuts, and the 19th Street Diner.
Correct.
They're all kind of pooling together to help make all of this happen. Again, it's beef brisket, pulled pork, shrimp po' boy, and a vegetarian grilled portobello sandwich. Then coleslaw, potato salad, and baked beans, sides, and water soft drinks, and the town of Silt will be selling beer and wine from their beer and wine trailer as
Correct.
Well. And music will be provided by the Johnny O Band. He's the headliner, I guess you might say. Also, the rest of them also local bands. Whiskey Stomp, Feeding Giants, Valle Musico, who performed for sure this year, maybe last year at the Summer of Music in Glenwood on Wednesday night.
They're awesome band.
And Dry Hollow Band as well. Yeah, well, all of these local bands.
They're all great.
Always been interesting to me how much local talent we have with all these local bands.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Feeding Giants, you said, that has a female singer that's just really, really good?
She is awesome.
And maybe we should talk about the type of music in case someone's trying to plan the day and they want to come at a particular time. So Dry Hollow Band?
They play like bluegrassy stuff.
Okay, cool.
Lester Rogers, he makes his own instruments. He plays a cigar box. And
gotcha.
It's just totally a tool.
I was going to say, that's very bluegrass.
And I think Lester has written a number of their own songs.
Yeah,
too.
Lester and Thumb Cunningham have all written songs for that
Thumb
band.
Thumb Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a musician's name to me. Valle Musico plays from 2 to 2:45. And again, they've been at the Summer of Music at least this year, I think last year too. And it's definitely Latin.
It's instrumental, yeah. Okay. I mean, they do some vocalization, but it's mostly instrumental, and they're all very, very talented musicians.
Gotcha. Then Feeding Giants again. You said that they've got a female lead singer that's very good.
Yep.
And what type of music?
I'm not really sure how to describe that.
Okay. All right. So find out. You'll have to show up and find out.
Show up and find out. Yeah, there you go.
Whiskey Stomp from 4:45 to, or from 4 to 4:45.
You're right. They play all kinds of music, and they're again totally awesome. Also,
gotcha. So. Then of course the Johnny O Band finishes off the night again. He's been to a number of events over the years,
yes.
So folks probably familiar with Johnny O.
Yeah, he didn't even hesitate to say yes to participate in this event.
Really? That's awesome.
Yep.
Well, I imagine very few people did, really.
That is correct.
It may have been, you know, let me make sure I check my schedule and I've got enough people on staff. But I imagine that when you approach most people, they're like, yeah, totally 100%.
Wow, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause.
Absolutely. By the way, if you cannot attend on September 24th, but you would like to make a donation, there is an address where you can just send a check. That's Veterans Benefit /Silt, box 213 in Silt, 81652. Donations of any size, I'm sure, would be welcome.
Absolutely.
And just to be clear, Gino, Tom, you're not keeping any money from this.
Nope. Nothing.
You're organizing it and you're doing all that, but all the money that's raised goes, and you're also not paying for the food or for the bands.
No.
Right?
Well, the only paid performer is a Johnny O Band because he had to travel from the Front Range. So.
Okay. So you're helping him out with travel expenses.
Yep, exactly.
But it's not like you're paying the full fee.
That is correct.
Okay. Fair enough. Again, that's box 213 in Silt. And if you'd like to keep up to date and stay in touch with the Benefit for Veterans in Silt on September 24th, there is a Facebook event. Easiest way to find it, this is how I found it, is go to the KMTS Facebook page and it's under events because we have – I don't know what you shared it or liked it or whatever the case is.
All right, cool.
You can find it, yes.
Cool.
You can find it there anyway. And if you also like it or say that you're going, then you'll get the updates if there are any updates. Again, admission is just $20 for adults. Kids under 16 are free. Lawn chairs are recommended. And you can come and go. Again, it's just $10 for a plate of food and a couple sides, and it's going to be a fantastic afternoon. I already spoke with the powers that be, and they told me that Colonel Merritt already put in a request for a good sunny day.
That's right. So. With our chaplain.
Got to follow the chain of command.
Yeah.
Right? Anything else any of you would like to mention about this benefit? Or
I think we covered everything. And, you know, I encourage people to come and support the veterans. It'll be an awesome, awesome day. And the Colonel has asked for a very sunny day. It'll be, I'm sure it's going to show up. So,
a great day of entertainment and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And the music is awesome.
We're ready to go, Gabe. Thank you. And Gino, thank you. And you have your wristband. We'll see you there on the 24th.
Yes, Gabe. Sir. 12:55. All the best, gentlemen.
Boots polished.
All
right.
Yes, boots polished,
yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Thanks, Gabe.
Uniform pressed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shoe shine.
Thanks, as always, gentlemen. All the best.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.